Hey, hey, what do you say, everybody? It's a nightcap recap here on a Wednesday night. We do our best, AEW Revolution, coming to you live this Sunday on pay-per-view. Oh, what a dynamite it was. What a dynamite it was. And what a week it's been. Because if I know... There's been a lot of news, and not in just in the wrestling world, but in another sport I cover.
Yo!
Hockey world. And,
What's up, my man?
What is up?
Yeah, I heard you, man. A lot of shit going down in the hockey world, that's for sure, man.
I mean, I guess that's where I can begin.
Yeah, I told Mark to come in here. I don't know if he's going to see the alert that we're on here, but I told him the hockey.
I can wait for Mark.
No, kick it off. If he comes in, we could talk Rangers. But I know, you know, a lot of big hockey news been going on. You've been breaking the news. You could start right there if you want, man.
So everybody knows.
Contact. Yeah.
My contact's
like coming out of my eye.
So everybody knows it was worst kept secret in the league. Patrick Kane wanted to come to the New York Rangers. It happened yesterday, on Tuesday. Officially came to the Rangers.
That's right.
There's 10 other trades in like a 2.5 hour period. It was ridiculous.
Anytime I hear that name, though, I just think, that's got to be Kane.
That's got to be Kane. Yo, Showtime on Broadway. And I know Mark's going to be jealous of this one. Not knowing... what I know now, I probably would have still said yes. But at the time, my friend had an extra ticket for the game against the Senators. I just wanted to see Stutzel and Tkachuk. Had no idea Kane was going to be a Ranger. Had no idea Jacob Chychrun was going to be a Senator. I'll be at the game tomorrow night.
Oh,
so.
This guy's going to be at the game. I mean, Mark's all the way out in Wisconsin, but he's definitely going to be jealous. So this is going to be Kane. I was going to ask you, is Kane set to make his debut tomorrow?
Yep. His first game in a Ranger uniform, 88 tomorrow. He was not, you know, a lot of people were upset he didn't play tonight against Philadelphia, but I can understand the travel, get back, get a practice in, get a skate in.
Right.
And then you play Thursday against the Senators, who the Rangers somehow always have trouble with. I don't know why, but they do. Well,
you're going to be in the house for the first game for Patrick Kane as a Ranger. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be – should be a good game. A lot of big names probably in the house that night. But obviously, yeah, it's the NHL trade deadline. Well, it's supposed to be one day, but as they said, the analogy was it's turned into from Christmas to Hanukkah. It's like 7 days of trade deadline. So it's crazy. Like all the big names. Like to be honest, I've never seen it like this. Like I've seen names here and there, okay, we got some big names. But it feels like the NHL was like, all right, well, NBA, you had all these guys go. We're going to want to up you.
That's good because, you know, it seems like all sports, across all sports, the trade deadlines, the free agency moves have started to get, you know, it's a lot more entertaining and it's a lot more people are a little more invested in it and there's a lot more movement. And just from you saying this about hockey, I mean, just following suit with the NBA, like guys are moving all over the place and it lasts for more than a couple days. It's just ongoing. I think it drums up more interest in people like paying attention to the sport probably.
Oh, 100%. I mean, this is probably the most exciting trade deadline ever.
Yeah.
Especially the week leading into it. You know, the big names like Kane, Meyer, Chychrun, like all these big names are just moving different places, which we rarely see. Now you got, like, Jonathan Quick got traded from L.A. Guy's a two-time Stanley Cup winner, backbone to a team. He probably won't even go to Columbus, so he'll probably go someplace else. Like, that's how crazy it is.
So after these moves now and the dust has settled, who are your favorites now, like, in these conferences? I mean, after the moves now here.
I mean, look, the East is stacked. I mean, the East is a gauntlet. Six of the top seven teams that betting-wise and six of the best seven teams are in the Eastern Conference.
Oh, just record-wise, too,
record-wise,
right?
Record-wise, too. They're in the East. I mean...
That's crazy.
It's ridiculous how stacked the Eastern Conference is. You look what the Islanders did. You look what the Devils did. Carolina, Boston, Toronto, especially Toronto, Tampa. Like, it's ridiculous what these guys do.
Yeah, but is Toronto going to break the curse of always losing in the playoffs, though?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, Kyle Dubas is going all in, and he's going to make his team better. Now the players just got to execute.
Yeah. I feel like every year
this is the best chance to do it.
Yeah.
But,
to at least win a playoff round, right? I mean,
yeah, well, this team better just do more than just win a playoff round.
Right, right. So it's kind of like, so then you're saying the East in the NHL is kind of like the AFC in the NFL, where all these teams got to go through each other. It's going to be a gauntlet to get there. And it might be by the time you roll into the Stanley Cup Finals, you know, you're worn out for whoever you're facing off in the West, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's – you've heard a lot of it. Whoever comes out of the West may have a little bit of an easier path.
Right.
But, you know, I think whoever comes out of the East, I think is going to win a title, to be honest.
Conference is that good, right?
Conference is that good, that deep.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I mean, Patrick Kane, I didn't think that was going to happen. But, I mean, you never say never because he's always been linked to the Rangers. And then finally it just.
Yeah, we've been hearing about this for years now.
Well, he wants to play with his boy.
Panarin, right?
Yeah. And they're going to be on a line together tomorrow.
So, you now this vaults this team offensively, right? Like, they're going to be pretty crazy here, right?
Oh, man, their top six is probably one of the best in the NHL right now.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. And, you know, 85, 90% sure they're probably going to play the Devils in the first round of the playoffs, too.
Is that just the way the seeding's looking like?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, that'll be fun because it's always good locally when we get the Rangers and Devils playing in any round of the playoffs. It's always fun.
Yeah, it should be good. I usually age about 5 years when that happens.
I know, and then you got to hear it from all these other Rangers fans too.
Exactly. So, yeah. Just take it one day. Take it one day at a time. Like I got riled. What was it? Oh God, years ago. Like when we were in middle school. I heard it like when the Devils were down 3-1 to the Flyers in conference final. So like your team's losing. Like your team's losing. Like I just take it one game at a time.
I mean, we just had, what was it, 2015? What year do we have where they faced off right in that conference final?
Oh, 2012.
Like,
that's like 10
right.
Years.
Okay, well, man, it feels like it was – it doesn't feel like
it was – it feels like it was yesterday.
Yeah, that doesn't feel like it was 10 years ago, but I remember that going out to watch those games. That was fun because, you know, just you get the Devils and the Rangers fans. Everybody's going out to watch those games. And even when the Islanders are involved too, it's always fun.
Yeah, metro area hockey is good. All the teams are good, which makes it so much better.
Right.
So, hey, that's the big news on Broadway in New York.
Love it. Showtime on Broadway, baby.
Showtime on Broadway. But we have a pay-per-view this Saturday.
Sunday.
Sorry.
Which I don't like this because, you know, we were praising Khan for so many years for making these Saturday pay-per-views. You know, now it seems like WWE's switched over to the Saturdays. And now we're getting these Sunday pay-per-views. And you know this thing's going to be long as hell. Just give it to us on Saturday, man. Come on.
I personally would rather it be Saturday.
Yeah.
Because I really don't want to stay up till midnight.
I mean, when we went to see, when we were at Full Gear, that was a Saturday night,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, a Saturday night show.
So it seems like they're, you know, they're alternating here. Sometimes it's a Saturday, sometimes it's a Sunday. Depending if it's a holiday or not, but I'm with you on that because Sunday, it just sucks that, you know, you got the next day is Monday, you know?
Yeah, like, exactly. You have Saturday, you can get off next day, whatever.
Right. But we got a pay-per-view, you're right. Go home show tonight.
Go home show tonight. Thought it was a good show.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I say it all the time. When I think the show stinks or is not as good, the numbers are really good.
Yeah.
And when I think it's a really good show, the numbers don't say it.
Yeah, the numbers dip a little bit, yeah.
Right, so it's kind of crazy. But it started off good match, Orange Cassidy versus Big Bill.
Yep.
All-Atlantic title. Again, they put a lot of matches on this go-home show. They probably would have put it on a pay-per-view.
Yeah, but because that's what I was reading.
But that's because the 60-minute Ironman match, that's the main event. You already got an hour booked.
So. Yeah, there was like three or four matches that we got tonight that probably would have normally been on the card, I bet.
Yeah.
On a pay-per-view.
Yeah, well, definitely this match, which was good. I thought this was a really good match.
Solid.
Big little match, you know, smaller guy, bigger guy. Orange Cassidy gets the victory.
Yeah.
But Big Bill looked good. You know, he put Orange Cassidy over, and, you know, Cassidy likes to get his spots in.
Cassidy working the psychology, you know, trying to wear down the big man early, getting him running around, you know, rolling out of the ring, doing the usual thing. So, like you said, pretty good. And, I mean, we know what the story here is with Stokely. You know, they're building up to that. You know, they're just keeping that feud going. But solid match for Cassidy to keep his momentum going here.
Absolutely. We're supposed to get the Elite coming out. House of Black knocks them. Lights go out. House of Black takes the titles, knocks them out. I like this feud and this storyline for one reason, is because they're using the stuff that happened at All Out as part of this storyline, where Malakai Black is saying that the Elite are the poison of the company and they need to be taken out.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of like that they're throwing in some reality. Makes you wonder, you know, are they working things out with Punk behind the scenes? I don't know. You know, because there's some references that these guys have been dropping. They like to do this kind of thing. But I agree. I like that they're using some kind of bit of reality here. And I don't expect the House of Black to win these titles, but I expect them to tear the house down. Like, you know, this is going to be an insane match on Sunday night.
Oh, it's going to be probably one of the matches of the night.
100%. Like, you just know it. With the wrestlers that are involved in this thing, it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, I can't wait for this Trios match on Sunday. Should be really good for the AEW Trios Championship. Face of the Revolution ladder match. The Big Donut was back.
The Big Donut, your favorite.
Your favorite and James's too.
Yeah.
What a crazy match this was. Holy crap. Commander with that moonsault. The Blue Thunderbomb off the ladder. Falcon Arrow.
Like, all the spots were awesome. The one dangerous spot was Andretti tried the Falcon Arrow on Guevara, right?
But Guevara's foot got caught.
That could have ended up worse. That could have ended up really bad, worse than it was. But, dude, this Commander guy, I don't even know who this guy is. I mean, how long has he been here?
This was his debut.
I was going to say, he put on quite the debut then, walking on the ropes, doing the suicide dive to the outside. That moonsault that he did. I mean, insane. Go out of your way to watch this match. This was match of the night, man.
Dude, this was great. Yeah. This is a great match. This ladder match was insane. All the spots are insane. You know, the ladders were breaking left and right. I mean, the only thing you can nitpick is if you could bring another ladder in at the end where the referees aren't holding the ladder.
I mean, Hobbs is a big guy, right? I mean, he sees at the ladder. Just some psychology there. There's a million ladders around the ringside area. All he's got to do is toss that ladder and let me just grab another one. Why am I having the ref hold this broken ladder for me?
Yeah, that just – whatever.
But
I didn't know you understand it, but you know what?
Yeah, you called it. You called it. You predicted this, you know, that Hobbs would have been this thing. And now we wait for the winner of Joe Wardlow. And, I mean, if you want to read into it, I guess, is Hobbs a heel or a face? I don't know what he is. So you can't really say, because I would say maybe this gives us a tease on who's going to win the title between Joe and Wardlow. But Hobbs.
I think maybe Joe might win.
You think so?
I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, Hobbs has definitely earned himself, you know, a title match, I feel. I feel like he's done enough, and he's worked his ass off over the past year to improve to the point where he should be in the title picture here.
Yeah, I mean, whoever he faces is going to be a good match next week.
I don't expect him to win the title, but it'll be good.
Oh, by the way, I made this note.
Yeah.
There was a camera angle on Wardlow that made him look like Tim Tebow.
I must have missed it. I didn't see this. Yeah. Was that during the brawl of he cut his hair now, right? I mean,
yeah,
he's got that kind of look.
Like Tim Tebow.
That's pretty funny. I have to go see if I can find this.
Yeah, it was actually pretty. It was pretty good, but that brawl was sick. The matches, this TNT title with whoever's the winner, It's going to be great with Hobbs next week.
Yeah, just keep Joe just dominating people, man. Just keep
the belts on Joe. Yeah, just keep the belts on Joe. King of television. I'm
by the way,
that.
Tonight we didn't say it. They kept mentioning it. I mean, they're in San Fran all week. They're doing the Chase Center. Cow Palace, big historical site for a lot of great wrestling. WCW would run a lot of shows there. I think the infamous Piper and Alcatraz, that pay-per-view was there. I forgot which event that was, but I remember when he was fighting Hogan. He hopped on the boat from Alcatraz, took it to the Cow Palace, and just got beat up by the NWO. That was during those years. But that's a historic site from back in the day. A lot of old wrestling shows.
Yeah, they were mentioning Pat Patterson,
right?
Bruno Sammartino.
Cow Palace has a lot of history.
Cow Palace does have a lot of history.
So that was pretty cool. A lot of just cool to see some Niners fans in the front row too,
was
representing.
It Kittle there?
I don't know if he was there. I feel like they would have shown him. He's been live at a Dynamite before, and they've shown him. I don't know if he lives in the area, but I feel like this was an opportunity to get him and Penta in a segment. They should have done
Well, they mentioned Penta and Kittle during the Battle Royal, so I was like, oh, maybe
I feel he's like there. They should have shown – if he was there, they would have shown him, I feel like.
I think so, yeah. Quick match, Jericho versus Avalon. They picked up from last week.
Yeah.
But he knocked them out. Peter Avalon coming out looking good.
Yeah.
Fast start to the match. Jericho hits him with a code breaker. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, squash match.
Squash match. Then Jericho.
What do you think of Jericho saying that he's AEW for life, right? Did you hear that?
I like that.
He's, you know, because a lot of guys' contracts are coming up now here this year. It's like year 4. And Jericho said, why would I go back? You know, this is the place to be. I kind of like that he's still putting that out there because he knows that if a couple of guys leave this company, you know, how's it going to look on AEW? He's still saying, hey, you know what? This is the place to be over here.
I like it. I really, really like it. Yeah, it's a good move by him. He's the face of AEW, one of the faces, first world champion, great matches, putting guys over. You know, Starks comes out, caught a beating from the JAS, because we know those guys are banned on Sunday. So, hey, they're building to the pay-per-view. That's what they need to do. Again, building the Starks-Jericho match, which should be a good one.
Hopefully Starks gets the W again, too.
I think 2 wins in a row, that would be great. Christian Cage followed that. He thinks he outworks everybody.
Pretty good promo.
I like the promo from Christian. He's a great heel.
He's natural.
He's a natural heel. Like Edge, natural heel.
Yeah.
All these guys are natural heels. It was a great promo talking about Jungle Boy, how he can't do it. You're going to have to do it in a street fight. Oh, hey, we predicted that. Then Jungle Boy's promo was like, I accept it. I'm going to dig a hole.
I'm going to bury you digging a hole. So I think this will be – we're going to finally get this match. I don't know if Luchasaurus is going to rear his head in this one, but we're going to finally get this, 9-month overdue matchup. So it should be good.
I can't wait that we get a conclusion finally on this feud.
Well, we don't know. This might keep going. We don't know.
I know, but it feels like we need a conclusion to it.
We do. We need a blow-off.
We do need a blow-off.
Yeah.
The fact that Christian says he wants to win a title in 2023, I don't need to see Christian. I don't need to see Jeff Jarrett. I don't need to see anybody winning titles in 2023 that won titles back in 2000.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. We don't need that. Christian got his shot when he first came in. He wrestled Omega. You know, we saw
it. And he lost.
Yeah, so we don't need that.
We don't need that. The Hangman and Moxley promos were really good tonight.
Yeah, Moxley was good tonight. Well, they showed it was Moxley from last week.
Yeah, but still, I mean, Moxley from last week talking about how he's bleeding and he doesn't care. He wants to knock him out. He wants the Texas death match. Hangman says he's not afraid to die. He's got more living to do. I mean, this feud is great.
Now, this is something where an illusion blow off. This has to be the end for this with these two guys. I mean, it just feels like it because we're getting a tease with Hangman. Is he going to rejoin the Elite? You know, go back with the Bucks and all that. So, And then, you know, we got Blackpool Combat Club's been leaning heel recently.
I like it.
So a little more edge to them. So I kind of like it too, a different direction, because Moxley's just been the babyface for a long time.
Yeah. I love it. I love Moxley's going to work heel. Blackpool Combat Club's been working heel. I love it, man. I love the fact that these guys are working heel because they are kind of a heelish group.
Yeah, I mean, it's just good to see them go in a different direction instead of the same old, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Hook defended his FTW championship against Matt Hardy.
Yeah, we knew Matt Hardy wasn't winning this thing.
No, but Matt Hardy wants to screw over the firm as much as possible.
Right.
That grin on his face after he tapped out quickly.
Right. I mean, if anyone thought Matt Hardy would be the guy to end the streak, then you're sorely mistaken.
Yeah. Matt Hardy, no. Not even Matt Hardy 2.0 is winning that.
No.
Good women's match. Toni Storm versus Riho. Riho never puts on a bad match.
Right.
The first AEW women's champion. Toni Storm, you know, again, this originals versus outsiders thing going that they got. Yoda Pry, they got going. I like the match. It was a good match. Riho gets the win. But again, got Britt Baker, Jamie Hayter on the outside, Saraya on the outside. Where's everything going to blow out eventually with these ladies?
Yeah,
we got the title match on Sunday.
Do you think Hayter retains? How do you think this plays out?
I think Hayter retains.
What's good, man? How you doing,
Yo,
bro?
What up?
I think Hayter retains too. I think Hayter is too early into her championship reign to, you know, to give this thing up. I think something's going to happen where Ruby or Tony, like, one of them takes the other out, and then that allows Hayter to get in there and get the pin. I think that's what's going to happen.
I like it. I like it a lot. I think Jamie Hayter's, as we can see, being champion is a good thing.
Yeah.
And she's got more to give as a champion. We can't have her drop the title unless some screwy goes on, but she just won the belt. She's having great title defenses. And there's still more to tell with what's going on here.
I think so. I think she holds the title, like we've been saying, that Britt has to be the one that she feuds with eventually when there's a split.
Yeah, she has.
Later this year, it's got to happen.
It's got to happen. I mean, it's great that they're together and they're going to have this thing going on, but I can't wait till these two split because it's going to be great wrestling.
Absolutely.
Casino Battle Royal was fine. It's good. Again, BCC working as heels. I missed an opportunity here to bring back FTR.
That's what I was going to say. I read something today on the, through the wrestling rumor mill that FTR did say, you know, that they're willing to come back if AEW wants them back, you know, early. You know, their contracts are due in April. We don't know what's going on there. We know the relationship between them and the company's been kind of like cold lately. You know, they haven't been happy with some of their bookings. You know, you can't blame them because they were on such a hot run. You know, momentum-wise, the reactions they were getting from the crowds, right? I mean, everything that they were doing, and you just kind of, you know, you didn't book them properly at certain points, the way that they lost the titles and all that. So I don't blame them for being upset with certain things. Who knows what they're really going to do when the time comes. But I agree, this was a missed opportunity. This is a chance that you could have thrown them in there, I think.
I mean, look, we really didn't need a four-way.
Well, yeah, I know. We needed to find a way to get Jeff Jarrett in there, man. Come on.
I know. I mean, look, again, we've talked about this tag division.
Yeah.
Like, it's so good. It's such a staple. We just don't need rematches all the time. Recycle teams. Like, have the champs go through the tag division. Set up new challengers.
I don't know what having Danhausen and Orange Cassidy and Jarrett and Lethal in this does. I mean, just do a rematch of the Guns versus the Acclaim. The Acclaim got screwed over. There's your story. Do we need a Fatal 4-Way?
No.
I don't think we need it. Like you said, this tag division is pretty talented. So there's other contenders that could be involved in a build-up to other tag team matches, which they're not doing.
No, I mean, this could have been an opportunity where Top Flight
takes
on Guns.
That, for, That's a great idea. Why are they not involved? Right. Just you want to have the guns at least rack up some victories. Have them go against Top Flight.
Have them go against another babyface team.
Have them fight the Lucha Bros and cheat to win that, because we know that they couldn't beat the Lucha Bros. Have them cheat. You make them look. They get a victory on paper over the Lucha Bros. So there's plenty of opportunities they could have done.
Because they beat FTR to cheat and they beat the Acclaimed to cheat.
Right.
Keep doing that.
Right. And if you want to have them get a clean win, have them a clean win over Top Flight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
again, that's my nitpick, because this tag division is so good, and we've seen what FTR has done. Oh, by the way, they're the best tag team in the world.
Yeah.
It says yes. So.
Yes. 100%.
But, again, I'm not booking this thing. But, again, missed opportunities with runs, especially FTR. I think that's where we could have had them tag team champs, Bucks, FTR 2 at All Out.
Yeah, this is a – now that we're reading more into these things, this is a pivotal year for this company because, like we said, a lot of contracts are going to be up. You know, from when they initially started, and they gave these guys 3-4 year contracts or whatever. You know, Kenny Omega is going to get the extension because of the injury. You know, it's going to, you know, it's up to him to do what's best for him and his family. He's obviously going to listen to offers, but at the end of the day, I mean, does he want the challenge? Is he better suited to staying here? FTR, you don't know what those guys are going to do. So pivotal time for the company to reestablish. This is why I like that what you've been saying. They're reestablishing the pillars and the young core. That's going to be eventually when some of these guys do move. It's going to happen. Some of these guys are not going to be there forever. You have an established young roster that's going to, you know, Jungle Boy, MJF, Sammy Guevara, Darby Allin, Ricky Starks. You know, you have these established acts.
That's another team I thought they would bring in, Sting and Darby Allin. I would have been okay with those guys.
Because Sting's not on the pay-per-view now. So, and his career is not, you know, any day now could probably be over. So, as long as they keep the established, acclaimed, another homegrown talent, keep the young talent continuing to be shown on the on the broadcast every week, because you don't know when some of your top guys might say, hey, we're leaving for the money. You know what I mean? And you couldn't blame them. But
no, you can't blame them. But I do think that guys like Kenny Omega, guys like the Young Bucks are best suited in FTR. I mean, in AEW, like FTR as well.
Yeah.
Because I just don't know how they're going to be used and how they're going to be viewed.
I don't know. I don't know how they would translate to WWE. Even with Trips running it, you just don't know. It's different. Like, you're right. They might not be viewed the same way that they are here, right? Their act just seems better here on AEW.
It does, because they're wrestlers,
right?
They're just not entertainers,
right?
And they've
We don't know how well they could do in that setting, because you kind of have to be really good with your promo when you go to WWE.
Well, Omega's great.
Yeah,
I mean, if he brings Don Callis with him, okay,
right?
That works. You have a mouthpiece, but Kenny's great and the Bucks are great.
Yeah.
But again, it's a different style. Like, their style of wrestling is not going to go over.
It would be interesting. It's, you know, it's a shame, because you look at AJ Styles early on in his run. He got a couple title runs, and you know, since then it hasn't been much involved in the main event scene. He deserves better, I feel like. So I don't know.
Yeah, the talent.
Yeah. So if Omega makes his way there, how would he be treated? The same way? We don't know.
We'll find out.
We're going to find out this year.
But I think those guys stay. I do think those guys stay. Main event was, you know, we had the video package. Danielson comes out. MJF comes out. Danielson basically shuts up MJF.
Drops an F-bomb.
Dropped an F-bomb. Says you got to earn it. You got to fight for what you have. Basically took a shot that his fiance left him.
That's real, by the way, apparently.
It is real. Great finish to the show, because you want to watch this main event.
Yeah, I mean, even, you know, here's the thing. Last week could have probably been a good go-home, but we had an extra week. You know, the way that they were brawling, that they'd be separated last week, that was good. But tonight was good, reestablish it. And I've seen some fantasy booking online. I mean, I know MJF, again, only 4 or 5 months into his reign. But someone suggested that, Yeah, Devils versus Rangers, baby.
No.
That's right.
It would not be in the – well, yeah, Devils versus Rangers in the Eastern Conference Final happened in 2012. Under this format, it would be in the first round.
Yeah. We were talking about it before, but, yeah, that, if it happens in the first round, I mean, that's going to be fun around here, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. It'll be, I mean, dynamite.
But I've been seeing some fantasy booking saying that have MJF lose the title and spiral into this, like, crazy, like, depressed character where – you know, he lost his title so quick, and he just goes complete opposite of what he's been doing just for, like, to see, if, you know, different type of character than what he's been doing lately, where he just spirals out of control. He becomes obsessed with winning the title back, and it somehow leads to CM Punk coming back. That's an interesting way to look at it.
I like that, actually.
It is interesting. If you're really guaranteed that that's going to happen, okay. I just don't know if I could see MJF dropping the title so soon. You know, he'll find a way to cheat. But although Danielson does deserve, I mean, he's been great since he's came in. I mean, I wouldn't be mind a title run for him, but I don't know.
I wouldn't mind a title run for Danielson either.
They don't take titles off world champions.
The
this
world
soon.
Championship doesn't change hands that quickly.
Unless
obviously
CM Punk and you get hurt.
Yeah.
Twice.
But I think he was due for a long title reign. He was probably going to drop the title anyway at Full Gear.
Right.
Apparently, that was a last-minute change for him to take the title off of Hangman.
Who? Punk?
Yeah.
Punk wasn't even going to win it that night?
No, he didn't want to put him over.
That's true. That's a good point.
So,
that's right.
So, there's that. But, yeah, I agree. I mean, look, you can have great fantasy booking. I agree. Danielson deserves a title run with this thing because he's been on fire.
Right.
I like that idea because for MJF because
it'd be something different.
This is how I was reading this because obviously the Roman storyline going to WrestleMania with Sammy, the missed opportunity. If they had just put one title on the line and Sammy had won, the story of Roman just trying to hold on to that last title and that last breath of this island of relevancy and the bloodline to see that spiral as we head into WrestleMania would have been sick.
Yeah. No, but you know, that's a good way to look at it. You're right. That would have been interesting. But they didn't do it.
No.
They were scared. Not that they were scared. I guess their viewpoint was we can't have Roman lose in the lead up to Mania, but you had an opportunity to do something there. That would have been crazy if they did it. But for MJF, if he were to lose this title right away now, it would be interesting to see him do the character work on that type of character where he becomes pretty much a 180 of what he's doing now. This egotistical, in your face, loud, yelling, pissed off like type of heel, you know, that you hate, into this guy who's like spirals out of control because he lost his title. Like, you know, it would be interesting, almost like kind of a till he redeems himself and gets himself back on that level. But I don't know if it's going to go that way. It's just an interesting booking idea I saw online. You know, some random Twitter account said it, so it's no legitimacy to it.
Yeah, but
so
it's a good idea because we know how to book
right
wrestling events.
Right, it would be very interesting, but I'm thinking he just cheats to win and finds a way to, you know,
uses the ring.
Yeah, gets himself
out.
One more victory or somehow cheats the system, figures out a way to, you know, the loopholes or something. We'll see. Well, should be interesting to see
should
how
be
that
an
plays
interesting
out.
Pay-per-view.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of pay-per-views, the road to WrestleMania is on.
Yep.
Raw was not that good.
No.
It was
not that good.
It was not that good.
No.
Props to Cody for putting Chad Gable in a singles competition.
Yeah.
Guy's going to be the new Kurt Angle.
For sure.
Omos versus Brock Lesnar is definitely Vince.
Smells like Vince, and that's what we've been reading, too.
Smells like Vince. Tastes like Vince.
Yeah.
Is Vince. So is Bray versus Bobby Lashley. That's going to suck, too.
I'm reading that, you know, Bray's losing a little steam since he came back. I mean, some of the stuff he's been doing. It's been interesting, but people are just wondering what, you know, these are his creative ideas now. So if he kind of flops here, it's almost like, well, okay, we gave him a chance. And I don't know how this thing with Bobby's going to end up, because Bobby, they've been building him up. Lashley, I mean, is his momentum going to be shot if he loses to Bray? I don't know. I kind of think that they should have continued the Bray Wyatt LA Knight thing, because LA Knight deserves, you know, for the work he did in that segment with Taker and Wyatt and that whole lead up. You know, I feel like that he deserved a little more than that. Lashley, you could have put him in there with somebody else, I feel like.
We could have had Brock versus Gunther. We could have Brock versus Lashley again.
Again, yeah. In like a cage or something, in like some kind of like MMA fight. You know, have Brock and Lashley go at it in an MMA style match. That would have been interesting.
I would have loved
yeah,
it.
Like kind of like the Heart Dungeon thing, you know, like in a cage like that, fight pit or something like that.
I would have loved it. That would have been great.
Brock and Omos doesn't do it for me.
It stinks. It smells. It's bad. It's like Giant Gonzalez versus Undertaker WrestleMania 9.
It's going to be. And we got Cody's going to SmackDown Friday. So finally, we might get a Cody and Roman face-to-face, which should be good.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I can't wait to see that. We got Rampage Friday. The road to WrestleMania is here.
Right.
AEW Revolution's on Sunday. Mm-hmm. ROH is back tomorrow on Honor Club. So much going on. I'll be at the game on tomorrow night.
Hey, enjoy that, man. Enjoy that one.
Good one. I'll take some pics.
Absolutely.
And, thanks for everybody for tuning in tonight here on the Nightcap Recap as we reviewed some trades, some AEW, some WrestleMania stuff heading it in. I hope you all have a great night. Thank you again for tuning in. Enjoy the pay-per-view. Enjoy the sports. And have a good night.
Good night, man.
Woo!
Woo!